Everyone, welcome back to our podcast. Today, me and my co-host Aiden Tidwell will be discussing a 1996 film, Romeo and Juliet, by Baz Luhrmann. This film puts a more modern twist or spin to the original Shakespearean play. So, to lead us off, what are your thoughts on the movie, Aiden?
I like how they put a modern spin off to the play in Verona Beach. I like how they changed the families to two gangs. But it's still the same. They have all the same plays and concepts, except, you know, instead of swords, they had guns, and they had cars and all that, and they still would call their guns swords. And I like how they kept to the original script and barely changed anything. And I like how in a bunch of the big scenes, they had those minor changes or plot changes.
Yeah, I agree that the two rival gangs with the almost mafia setting is definitely different, but a fun twist to the movie. Do you think the director was effective in still conveying the same idea and message of the Shakespearean play in a more modern form, and why do you think so?
I do think he did a great job at it. He kept to the script. He didn't change too much. He made it just like Shakespeare did. It's just in the 90s. And I think he did a good job with making his actors more, just like express the characters way more, like exaggerate it, just like in the play. It's just shown on the screen, and it's easier to read for all the audience.
I agree. I feel like he did a great job of keeping the characters in their character that they had in the play written by Shakespeare, as well as like sometimes exaggerating their character when needed. Do you prefer the Baz Luhrmann film to others that say true to the time period of the actual play?
I do prefer this one. I think he made a bunch of humor, which Shakespeare tended to like his humor. In Romeo and Juliet, there's a bunch of jokes and stuff. I like how he did that. I love how it was very modern, but kind of like not actually, you know, it wasn't like in a real city. It was just kind of made up, but you could still understand and is very readable. And I think he did a good job.
I think he did a good job as well, even though personally I prefer some of the other films that stay true to the actual storyline, because I feel like this one, while I did enjoy it, at times can be a little corny to what we commonly think is like modern times.
I do agree. It was a little corny at some parts. I think he could have toned it down a bit, like at the beginning scene when they're pulled up to the gas station and they had the beginning fight. I think they could have calmed it down. It made it a little less crazy, but I still think it was very humorous.
Yes, I agree. It was still very effective. What changes, if any, would you suggest for the film?
Just, you know, a little less crazy. I mean, it was a good craziness, but just some of it was a little too far. And I think for some of the bigger scenes, you could have kept it more original. Like the balcony scene, instead of moving it to the pool, they could have made it on a balcony, but maybe just had Leonardo DiCaprio do something a little different. But I still think he should have kept to the main plot.
I agree. And for example, the opening scene when they have their fight at the gas station, the balcony scene, and the death scene, I feel like the absence of Friar Lawrence really takes away from the storyline. The fact that he left Juliet alone in the play, that's just kind of left out in the film, and I would like to see how that would have been represented in his modern form that the rest of the movie was. So, what would you rate the film, 1 to 10?
I'd give it about a 7. There are some major changes he could have made, but I think overall he did a great job at conveying it, and it was in the 90s, so I think that with the stuff they had back then, he did a good job.
Personally, I would go about the same range. I would say 8, because I do feel like he was effective in staying true to the Shakespearean tone and script while still conveying it in a modern form that the viewers can relate to for the most part. And lastly, would you recommend this film to others, and why or why not?
I would recommend it. It helps you get a better understanding of the real Romeo and Juliet, but keeping it modern so it's easier to understand. I think any student should read it if they're struggling about understanding the real play. And I just think it's funny, for even if you've never seen their play, I still think it's good.
Hmm. Well, I think I would recommend it. However, I would recommend it after whoever is watching the movie, after they have read the book, because I feel like it gives you a different appreciation for the movie and, like, allows you to know where a lot of the dialect in the movie comes from, and it makes more sense to you.
I agree.
So, to conclude our podcast today, we'd like just like to say we hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we hope you've become more interested or more knowledgeable about this 1996 Romeo and Juliet film. Adios.
Bye.